Chapter 7. Sonia's breaths emerged in puffs. The noonday sun wasn't enough to keep the winter chill of January away. She rubbed her wool-gloved hands together as she waited on the cold metal park bench. She'd sent a message to the address requesting a meeting at noon at the park on Tahir's advice. Everyone wanted somewhere reasonably public, but not too public in case a fight broke out. There wasn't anyone else near her at the moment, with the exception of Allison, Mason, and Hannah hidden among the trees nearby. Drycey had offered to help, which surprised Sonia as she didn't know the Welsh witch that well and didn't talk to her all that much, but their boss demurred. She'd felt they didn't need that much power yet. The woman seemed disappointed, but from what the girl could tell, that was more about her wanting to be part of a good dust-up than because she was all that concerned about their youngest team member. The girl wasn't offended. Everyone had their reasons for what they did, and some were less noble than others. A single dark drone circled high overhead. It was controlled by Tahir, and a closer inspection might reveal the stun cannon mounted on the bottom. Against the infomancer's advice, she asked to have the meeting without a receiver. She wanted to talk to her father without being distracted, and with the team watching her so closely, it wasn't like she needed to tell them if she landed in trouble. Everyone told her constantly that it was her choice, so she chose to believe them. This meeting might be the beginning of reestablishing her old family, or it might mark the beginning of the end of her old life. She honestly couldn't say which she preferred. It had been so easy to hate her father, but the chance that they could be together again sapped the anger. She'd always gotten along well with him, and he'd been the one to help teach her when her magic came in. The memories of good times mingled with the frustration in her heart, which made it difficult to dismiss him entirely, no matter what Hannah had to say. A man in a long gray winter coat walked toward her, and his boots thudded against the pavement. Sonia held her breath as he moved closer and his features resolved into clearer detail. The face was the same, even if he now sported a dirty blonde beard. It was her father, Clayton. She swallowed and rubbed her hands together. Her stomach clenched. Maybe the whole idea was stupid and she should never have sent him a message. It didn't matter, and it was too late to run. He had already seen her. It took him a minute to walk down the path and closer to the bench. He stood a few yards away from her, uncertainty on his face and his hands in his pockets. He waited in silence and watched his daughter warily. "You won't get a hug if that's what you're waiting for," she commented. "At a minimum, you owe me for years of child support, you deadbeat. I might not want you dead, but that doesn't mean I'm happy to see you." He nodded, resignation on his face.
"I hoped for a hug, but didn't expect one."
He glanced up.
"Is that your drone? Or do you have someone watching you? I've heard a lot of things about where you ended up, and when I checked around, those rumors seemed to be true, but you never know."
"I have a number of people watching me, yeah. So if this is some kind of trap, you'll end up with a shadow blade at your throat." Sonia narrowed her eyes. "And you're already supposed to be dead, so it's not like Seattle will miss a dead guy." Her father stared at her, his gaze searching and his eyes despondent.
"If you had to end up with someone, I suppose the Dark Princess isn't a bad choice. At least it means you're safe and well taken care of."
She scoffed. "Is this the part where you justify running away and leaving me with Mom because I ended up somewhere nice in the end? I was alone for a while before that, and that's not even taking into account what Mom did to me." Clayton averted his gaze.
"I knew there might be issues. I hoped there wouldn't be, but..."
Sonia leapt off the bench, trembling with rage.
"You hoped there wouldn't be? You left me! I wasn't even sure if you were alive, and all you do is show up and say, 'Hey, sorry your mom beat you and I was nowhere to be found, stuff happens.' You think I'd buy that, man? Screw you. You don't get any credit from me for running like you did. You're a coward and a bad father."
"You have to understand."
He took a deep breath.
"At the time, I had no choice but to leave. It tore me up, but it was the only option."
She sneered. "Let me guess. You got mixed up with some bad men and they were going to kill you. That story makes the most sense, I suppose, because you always did want to reach farther than your skills would take you."
"Yeah, basically."
The man chuckled as embarrassment and cold reddened his face.
"Very bad men. The I'll torture you first to make an example of you kind of bad men. Or at least one. A guy named Pista Varga. Really nasty. Mostly operates out of Central Europe, but he has some connections here. He thinks of himself as an export-import guy, but he's into other nasty stuff. Trafficking, arms dealing, drugs. You name it, if it turns your stomach, he's probably making a percentage off it.
Okay, so what? She shrugged. I'm supposed to forgive everything because you let some terrible waste of skin pay you money to help him, and you managed to piss him off? It's not your fault you're stupid, Dad. Clayton rubbed his temples.
Sonia, you don't understand. That's not the situation.
Sonia threw her hands up.
Then explain to me and make it quick because it's cold out here, and I want to go back inside to somewhere warm that doesn't stink so much of failure and loserdom.
I deserve that. I deserve everything you've said.
He sighed.
But the thing is, I thought Varga might go after you. So I decided if I ran, it'd take the heat off you. I thought he would look for me, and he did, right? He never came after you, even before you worked for the Dark Princess.
Your brilliant logic was this scumbag might go after your kid. So you left her alone with someone who hated her for what she was? Forgive me if I'm not overwhelmed by your brilliance, Dad. It really sounds like you simply ran off without any thought about what might happen to me. I didn't even know if you were still alive.
I had to be careful. I had to fall off the grid and keep moving.
Please shut up with the excuses already! She screamed. I, that's what it comes down to, doesn't it? You had to protect yourself and screw the rest of us. It was only good luck and see you around.
Anger heated her entire body. She had difficulty looking most people in the eye, but the fire inside helped her lock gazes with her returned father. More than anything, she wanted him to understand her pain. He needed to understand what he'd put her through.
Look, I get that I screwed up in a lot of ways, Clayton responded. I can't deny that. But I realized with everything you've told me that the best place for me was at your side. The problem is I can't be at your side. Not without some help.
What do you mean? He sighed.
Varga's not done with me. I thought if I laid low for long enough and directed money his way, he'd leave me alone. But I heard from an old friend that he still wants me dead unless I satisfy him.
He frowned.
Don't you see, Sonia? I'm taking a risk even being here right now. I want to be with you. I want to make up for the mistakes of the past, but I can't do that if I'm dead.
He licked his lips and his eyes darted back and forth.
You said it yourself. A shadow blade. You live with the Dark Princess. Maybe if she put a good word in for me, Varga might back off. I have an opportunity coming up to help me accomplish exactly that.
Sonia stared at her father, her mouth agape. She sputtered something approaching a word before she finally managed to say,
You didn't contact me for all this time, and now you're here asking for favors?
Clayton put his palms together.
I'm only saying it wouldn't hurt to ask. I think I can make it up to you if we spend more time together. I understand it might take months, even years, to earn your trust again. But don't you want to at least take the chance? Don't you want to be a family again? A real family.
She sighed and looked down. Every instinct in her, both innate and implanted by Tahir, told her that her father was full of crap. But not helping him was the same thing as sentencing him to his death. She couldn't help but feel that it wouldn't make her any better than him. Maybe she would kick him into the bay later, but for now, he at least deserved a chance.
Fine. I'll ask, but I can't guarantee anything.
Allison stared at Clayton from her seat at the conference table, her hands folded in front of her. This time, the full team had gathered. Ava took notes on her tablet, and Hannah, Tahir, and Mason sat scattered around the table. The fox glared at the man with open contempt, her eyes vulpine and her claws out, an open attempt to intimidate him. He glanced constantly at her, which suggested her tactic was working.
Sonia asked, Allison explained, so I'll give you your opportunity to speak, but keep in mind we don't trust you at all.
Sure.
He replied and swallowed awkwardly. His nervous gaze shifted to each team member every few seconds.
You have no reason to trust me. I'll make it simple. I did infomancy work for Varga, covering his trail during shipping, mostly. I got a little attack of conscience, and I had to run. I basically left him in a lurch, and he didn't take it kindly. I decided to come back recently because I came into money, and I knew he would be in town. I thought throwing money at him might end this. He shrugged. Varga's agreed to have one of his people meet me, but I could use people around in case he tries to kill me instead of talk.
Tahir shook his head, the disdain on his face more muted than his girlfriend's, but still unmistakable.
There is an obvious solution. Why not go to the police?
Hannah snorted and nodded. Clayton sighed.
I have one chance to get back with my girl. If I go to the police, there's no way I'll walk out of this without prison time. Worse, if I end up in prison, especially if anyone finds out I ratted on Varga, I won't walk out unless I'm a zombie. I'll admit I've screwed up a lot, but I think I deserve a chance to survive and make it up to Sonya.
Allison nodded.
Here's what I'd suggest. We put in an appearance tomorrow at your meeting, merely to make sure it goes down without too much violence, and then we have another discussion about your future with your daughter.
His face brightened with hope.
Thank you. You don't know what this means.
He pulled his phone out with a trembling hand.
Let me send the information on when and where we're supposed to meet.
Once Clayton left the room a few minutes later, Allison exhaled a long sigh.
You don't actually believe any of that, do you? Hannah asked and shook her head in disgust. It's all totally self-serving. You should have used a truth spell.
I don't need a truth spell to know he's lying, at least partially.
She shrugged. Drysy snickered.
Then why did you agree to help the bastard?
Because as much as he wants to use us, I want to use him.
The more of a brownstone effect we can establish in Seattle, the less trouble the other groups will be. We have a lot of the locals cowed, but people like Varga who aren't here full-time are a different story. I don't want to dismantle this guy's entire network, but I do want him to understand he doesn't get to kill people with impunity. More to the point, maybe by protecting Clayton, other people who work for him might consider defecting. Besides, in the end, I don't think Sonya's eager for her dad to be killed.
Not unless she does it herself, the fox muttered.
Drysy chuckled, and Tahir shook his head.
We'll go to the meeting tomorrow, their boss explained. Either Varga backs off and this all ends, or we make him back off and this all ends.
And after that? Hannah asked.
Then it's like I said. We have another discussion with Clayton.